This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Rom-com fans out there, hold on to your butts. PureWow reports that Netflix has a new rom-com coming on February 10th, starring rom-com royalty, Ashton Kutcher, and my beloved Reese Witherspoon. It's called Your Place or Mine. Well, that's a title. I like it. All right, we have a clip. I can't wait to watch this.
You and I tell each other everything, right?
Always.
I think I may have met someone.
Can I tell you something?
Immediately.
The night that Debbie and I spent together, after I found myself thinking about her.
You have to tell her.
It's too late.
Oh, is it too late?
I've already put a reminder in my phone for this date. I cannot wait to watch this movie. Why does Reese Witherspoon look so gorgeous? She doesn't age.
Nope, I'm there for it. This is a fun fact. We found out that there are 23 rom-coms coming out for the year 2023.
Do the math, that's two a month almost. Okay, thanks 2023, I already love you.
Right, I know, it's like, it's just enough.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, fire up your TikTok and get ready for the newest rabbit hole because we've got an account that you needed to be following yesterday. People reports No Mountain Mutts is a doggy adventure service in Alaska. And every day they pick up local dogs on a mini bus and take them for a furry field trip.
Look at this.
No, look at him getting on the bus like a person.
With a little tail. Look.
Yep. And then they find their seats. And the geniuses behind this adorable venture are married couple Mo and Lee Thompson. They serve over 40 dogs, giving them fun off-leash time and a chicken liver treat for the ride home. Rossi, thoughts? Yeah. I can't.
Look at Drew's tail is a wagon.
Sit. Sit. Sit down.
Yeah.
There we go.
I just wish I was on Shark Tank so I could invest in this idea, you know?
Right?
I want it to be a chain. Bring this to my town.
You know, you're absolutely right about that, Rossi.
Yeah.
What? It shouldn't just be a one-off.
Hello, would you guys sign your little puppy up for a puppy van? And they buckle them in.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, what about this one next up? For anyone who is dating out there, you might have some input on this. The Guardian reports a dating site called Seeking has released the latest ick list. And aside from the no-brainers like dirty nails, body odor, bad breath, they say pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than you are That's an icky thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about referring to your favorite football team as we? As in, oh, we won. We won the play. Did you, dear? Did you?
I feel like I can live with that one. A little body odor and a, you know, I like a we on football. I can live with that.
Those aren't icky for you.
No, the pretending to know more than you do, that's probably icky. What's the third?
The third one I found interesting, because I'm not sure I agree. They say double texting. Sending a text the second before you've responded. So like when they send a text and then before you can respond, they're like, oh, and one more thing, this. I think it only matters if you already have the icks a-brewing.
Oh.
You know, like if
someone... Very well said.
Thank you. If someone you're really into double text, you're like, ooh, fun. But if somebody where the X is creeping in, you're like, oh, God.
I totally agree, Rossi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this one is, I brought this story to the desk today because, well, I loved it. Okay, if your ex is giving you the ick or they dumped you or, you know, whatever the reason may be, why not crown them with the ultimate ick and name a roach after them? CBS News reports that you can officially name a cockroach after your ex with a small donation to the San Antonio Zoo.
Brilliant.
But the best part is they'll follow up. They'll send your ex a digital card to let them know.
That is so funny.
Apparently, they have similar programs at zoos across the country, so you can name a roach from coast to coast. Fun fact, in El Paso, they'll feed your ex to an iguana. What a fun Valentine's Day tradition. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Let the one that isn't loving you back, let them know how you feel about that.
Is there an ex that you would name, without naming names, a roach after?
No.
No.
No. I have a great relationship with all the exes.
Isn't that sweet?
I know.
Well,
do you have someone you would name a roach after?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, moving on. It's, okay, in more spiritual news, it's time for a Lunar New Year, everybody.
Oh, I love Lunar New Year.
Yes, this Sunday marks the start of the year of the rabbit. It's the luckiest animal in the Chinese zodiac, and it happens to be Ms. Drew Barrymore's zodiac sign.
Oh, I am a rabbit.
Yeah, you are. Well, and if you're looking for ways to celebrate, CNN asked Asian business owners for their top Lunar New Year's gift, and they put together an incredible list, including this gift from Pearl River Mart. And the Lunar New Year friendship box is full of treats to bring good fortune, and it includes little red envelopes, because did you know it's a tradition to give cash to young people or singles looking for love?
This is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You get a bunny and the red envelopes, and this whole thing is so beautiful.
Well, this is for you.
Really?
Yes! Your birthday's coming up. It's your sign.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Well,
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
That's a tradition to give cash to young people or single friends who are looking for love. Did you know that? In the red envelope. And the bills have to be crisp, and they say $88 is common because 8 is a lucky number.
So you double down on that 8.
Yeah.
So you could give $8.
You could give $8, but I would think 88's lucky, but so is 888. That's triple lucky.
That is. Well, that's Drew's news, and next up, actress Yara Shahidi is here. We love her so much. And guess what? She's a believer in love at first sight.
Really?
Yeah, and when you find out why, I think you will be too. I don't know. I'm so excited to talk to her about it. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Our next guest is an actress that we've seen grown up right before our very eyes. And you know what? I think she might have me beat, actually. I always brag about, like, oh, I started when I was 11 months old. I think her first job was at 6 weeks old. So I'm so excited to meet someone who has been in this longer. And she was named Forbes 30 Under 30 while working full-time attending college at none other than Harvard, where she got herself into, and she's a maven at registering Gen Z voters to vote. I think she's even had, like, birthday parties that involved this. She's everything. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the ever diligent and delightful Yara Shahidi. Welcome, but it's a warm place, I have to say. It's, you can come in here in any mood and it'll, like, lift you up. And that's Douglas.
Hi, Douglas.
Oh my gosh, I love your shoes.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Your 23rd birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
Do you have any birthday traditions?
Oh, okay, so my favorite family birthday tradition is that we make birthday shirts of the birthday person where we'll just wear that person's face on our chest all day for their birthday, but it doesn't say happy birthday or anything, so it just looks like we're massive fans of whoever we're with.
I love that. Now, I had mentioned in the break that there's a possibility that you believe in love at first sight.
Okay, I have to give full credit to my parents because they have the best story. And I remember hearing this growing up, and in Minnesota, my mother's out with some of her friends, my father's out with some of their friends, and she turns the corner and goes, oh my God, that's my husband.
What?
Says it out loud and catches herself. They've never met before, like, have not spoken, she does not know who he is. Ends up later that night not talking, but getting a picture of him, like a proper photo of him.
Yeah.
And then friends would come over and look through the phone book to see if they could figure out who this was. And finally, I'll fast forward through some of the details, but when they get in touch, you know, he actually lists everything she had on that night. Like, oh, you know, of course I remember you. You were wearing, and then lists what she was wearing. And there's just something about that meet cute where they both noticed each other and did not speak.
I loved that because it's sort of, I do believe in that. Mm-hmm. And I believe in that. Oh God, what? Oh God, sorry. I am so sorry. Douglas, you're out of here. Come here. I am so sorry. And my goodness, is that just so embarrassing? Okay. They're inspired. Do you believe that people will go to great lengths to find each other?
I mean, I hope it's true. I'm in my mid-20s. I'm hoping that that's how it works.
Are you single?
I am.
I am too. Do you want to date?
See, I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know. I like meeting people. And then the other thing is I just got out of a relationship. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm a big commitment person. It was 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm just taking some me time. My friends and I are calling it selfish season.
I like that. Yeah. Now, Gronish just got picked up for season 6. And I mean, this season, the character and you are paralleling in that
you're going to college.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's cool is I've played Zoe for 9 years, and she's always been a year older than me. But the one thing about the pandemic and not being able to shoot our season right away is that we were finally the same age when we shot this season, which was real, like, life imitates art. And then this season, which also mirrors my life, she's back on campus because her brother's at school. And it's really cool because my brother's a junior at UCLA. And so that is the relationship we have of now being two, like, semi-adults or entering adulthood and me trying to figure out how to be a big sister or how to be a good big sister with advice to offer. Me having my siblings, like, they're the best.
It's so important to me. Wait, is it true that you have a black belt in karate?
I do.
What? Where does it end with you? You're so amazing.
I did this before college, though, so that wasn't at the same time.
Wait, but seriously, you do karate, you have a black belt, you got yourself into Harvard, and you're a voting rights advocate.
Thank you. I mean, look at who I'm sitting across from. What are you talking
the
about?
The woman who brought her dogs who tried to each other on stage? I'm not feeling too good about myself right now. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, some of Yara's biggest fans are here, and they get to ask her questions. People who love her like we do will be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Shahidi, Yara, you have interviewed Barack Obama, delivered a TED Talk.
About to.
You're about to do a TED Talk?
Yeah.
I'm just so in awe of how much that you advocate for voter registration, because it is so important. Mm-hmm. And that, like, when you have a party, you're like, I'll do a birthday party with voter registration.
Well, I think that's why it's hard for me to even try and figure out what a 23rd birthday would be, because I'm like, how do I top my 18th voter registration birthday party? I really don't know.
You're such a good role model, and I have so much admiration for you, but I'm not the only one. And we have a few fans of yours in the audience who would love to ask you some questions. First up is Jade. Yeah. Hi, Jade.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So I'm a college senior, and I'm turning 22 in a few months.
Way to go. What are you studying?
Film. And I'm super excited for the next chapter of my life, but I know that there will be bumps along the way. So how do you deal with self-doubt and failure to keep yourself going?
That's a great question. Honestly, I mean, we've been talking so much about community, but that's what it comes down to for me. Like, I think through school, not only did I make some wonderful friends, but I leaned on my professors too. My grandfather always talks about the term relationship equity, which is one, call between needing things. Like, don't just call somebody when you need something. Always check in between. But truly build a relationship with no end result in sight, just because you want to be in community with people. And oftentimes, I think we don't give ourselves credit for all the things that we're accomplishing, but the people around us see it, and the people around us are able to call out, you know, just from observing you, what are your strengths? What are the points where you should need more support and call in that support? And I feel like oftentimes in our 20s, it feels like we're at an age where we should be able to do it by ourselves, and that's what we're seeing people do. But I'm realizing I don't think anybody does it by themselves.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a very long way to say call your friends.
I'm gonna stop talking. Bonum is next. What is your question?
I know that you have a hustle and bustle life. You're doing so many incredible things. And I wanted to know, how do you personally prioritize and keep yourself organized? And when do you feel that you know when it's time to have, like, me time, like selfish season, like you were saying?
Ooh.
Selfish season.
Yeah, selfish season. I'm working on selfish season. It's a work in progress. I haven't nailed it just yet. But the first thing is, I have a text thread with myself, like, on a very practical level. Anytime I have a random thought that I know I will not be able to remember, I text myself all the time. So I literally go through at the end of the day, like, what my texts were to myself. But again, I mean, it comes down to team again, of having a group of people to talk through priorities. Because like I said, for me, sometimes I know my fatal flaw is prioritizing everything at number one, and that's just not possible. And so this year I've been better at, one, realizing, like, if you're not cared for, you can't really care for that many things. And I'm trying to make that into practice. So prioritizing me time in order to do my work to the best of my ability.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you text yourself under your own name, or do you have another name?
Oh, so I've had the same phone number since I was 7, which also means the same contact info, which is Miss Boss Lady.
I'm so glad I asked. Yeah. I was like, is it Yara to Yara, or it's Miss Boss Lady?
Miss Boss Lady.
Glad I clarified that.
Because I'd follow her instructions. If Miss Boss Lady told me to do something, I'm listening.
It has an authority to it, for
sure. Yeah, if Yara told me, it's debatable whether I'm doing it.
I love that. And you can get more of Yara's advice by heading to our YouTube page to see her 3 to go recommendations for your week. I have to say, wow, you're so amazing.
You.
I'm so happy
thank
and honored I got
space.
To speak with you today. And I'm so sorry I brought my dogs to work. Yara Shahidi, Grownish, in its season getting picked up. You have carried this franchise from Blackish to Grownish. It's airing Thursdays on Freeform and streaming the next day on Hulu. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back! And it's in a minute! And it's Friday, which means a brand new episode of the Drew's News Podcast. Tell them what we got, Rossi.
Yeah, well, I'm joining you this week. Plus, we sit down with the sports commentator and host of the Sunday Conversations Podcast, Caleb Presley, for a real interesting combo.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It's like you get kind of a woman's perspective and a very straight man's perspective.
Yeah, not mine.
And Rossi's perspective.
And mine, yeah.
And it's just all the things. I don't know. Here's a little sneak peek.
Look at Drew. See, isn't this a fun energy?
Drew,
what?
You fake
whoa.
Her.
She just whipped extensions out.
She just cut her hair.
Do you wear extensions every day? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What?
A little.
I could be wrong. I don't think guys think about it. Unless it's the guy
with
it on the side.
I think guys think about
their hair on the side. If they get it cut on the side, then maybe they're thinking too much about it. And they just stop thinking about it.
Can I ask you a question? I think that men think about 3 things a lot. Like, women think about a billion things, but men think about 3.
What are they?
All right, well, the full episode is available today wherever you get your podcast. Everybody, we make this
this show for you with all of our hearts. And I love you, Rossi. And I love you guys. And thank you, wherever you are. Thank you.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.